When I was told I had cancer, I didn't really fully understand it just because of my age, and I always feared that I wasn't gonna make it. At the time, I was just really worried about staying alive. I started losing my hand mobility. I really lost all mobility. I was bedridden for a good month. It really hurt to move. Not being able to move my hands fluently was very tough, especially with me like being a painter, and holding the pencil itself was hard. Keeping a firm grip on a paintbrush was even harder. At first, I was really frustrated. I would make stuff and I would ball it up and throw it away because I didn't like it and because it didn't look like what I had been doing. That really scared me because I didn't want to lose that ability. That magic art to me is like water to plants, like air to breathe. I have to do it. If you don't breathe, you'll die. My artwork really helped me through my treatment, just because I could express myself and keep my mind busy too. Used to be that whenever, people asked me about my cancer experience and everything that I went through, I couldn't talk about it without crying. And it's gotten easier and easier, you know. You get one life and that's it. I've seen how art can be kind of a source of inspiration for other young artists as well, to let them know just because someone tells you you can't go to school because there's germs everywhere, or you can't do this because X reason, that if you believe in yourself enough, you can do it. Because I lost my hand mobility. At the time, I just thought I was a horrible artist, and now I'm making these pieces that I would never thought I would be making at the time that I was so sick.